Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
The larrikin image of Australians seems to permeate around the world, and I think there was a time where that certainly was the case, but has that changed? A survey has been undertaken. It's called the Value Survey, locally commissioned by the Australian Futures Project, where Aussies, respondents, were asked to select 10 values or behaviours from a list of 79. We're going to find out where Australia sits and what we had to say. Great to have Ralph Ashton from the Australia's Futures Project, co-founder and executive director. Ralph, good morning. Look, we're talking about James Bond, and there's a suggestion that Hugh Jackman could be an Australian James Bond, and apparently he popped up in your survey. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's nice to be on the show. Yeah, Hugh Jackman, so one of the top values Australians have that they want to see reflected in the community at large, or three of them really revolve around caring, and Hugh Jackman is seen as sort of the celebrity, the Australian celebrity who is most caring.
Well, he does have that squeaky clean image, doesn't he?
He does. So maybe he would be maybe that's not so good for James Bond.
No, exactly. You don't want to be doing a Broadway number while you're gunning someone down. It probably just doesn't have the same effect. All right. We've always thought we're a country of larrikins. We also thought we're a country where mateship played a big role. What came up in the survey, and were you surprised?
Well, the survey asked at a number of different levels. One, at the level of the individual, so what we as individuals care about or value most. And I think those are not so surprising. Things like caring, the family, honesty, friendship, humour and fun, and trust and fairness. So they're all fairly typical Aussie attributes. When it comes to what we want to see nationally or in our society or community at large, I think it's probably a little bit surprising for people that caring for the elderly came in as the number one value that we want to see reflected in society. Affordable housing is number two, and accountability is number three. So that sense of doing things ourselves and taking accountability for our actions.
It's interesting because when we talk about values, those kind of things kind of get swept under the carpet a little bit, don't they? We think about the mateship, we think about the sense of humour, we think about the fair go, but there are so many other issues that really figure on the radar.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that in the top 10 values that we as Australians want to see in the community really revolve around things like effective government, whether that's healthcare or government or accountability and economic growth. But we also want this honesty. We want accountability. And then there's a really strong sense of looking after the disadvantaged with, well, caring for the elderly, affordable housing, caring for the disadvantaged, and even concern for future generations and what we're leaving for the next generations.
On some of the less serious areas of the survey, we didn't rate a sense of humour as highly as Americans and Pommies. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that's at the individual level again. And, yeah, things like compassion and respect and honesty come above humour and fun. So it is interesting to see, yeah, we have one view of ourselves as Australians, but when asked what's most important to us, maybe some of those sort of typical Aussie attributes are maybe not so strong or prevalent as they might once have been.
Is it possible, Ralph, that we're starting to get a little bit serious on an individual basis?
Yeah, well, some people have the view that perhaps we're moving through adolescence as a European society in Australia and moving more into adulthood. So some of those sort of more, I guess, childlike attributes are giving way to adult-like attributes.
Well, mateship has always been probably at the top of the list of Australians pride themselves on having, and friendship, we rated much higher than America and the UK.
Yeah, so I think that's probably something that's both reassuring and not surprising that in Australia that, you know, the top four values are caring, family, honesty and friendship. So all things about community, about ones close to us and looking after each other.
And personal interaction. Ralph, what prompted the survey?
I guess I was responding sort of to the sense in Australia, sort of sense of grumpiness that, you know, we love to have a bit of a whinge. We weren't very happy with the way the political debate was going with government. We'd been through the global financial crisis. So I thought, what if we just ask the public, what do we most want to see reflected? communities, and then try and instill a sense of possibility amongst individuals that no matter how big or small our ideas might be, we can actually have a crack. We can have a go, and we can try and make things happen in our community, whether it's at the street level, in a suburb, in a town, or for the whole country, and try and move us more towards the sort of country we want to be. So that sense of accountability and doing things ourselves and not waiting for government or politicians or someone else to fix things.
So, yeah, get off our backside and basically making it happen ourselves.
Yeah, and we know that that's not easy from all the experience in Australia and around the world, community action. There's lots of volunteering, but it's not easy to get things done. So we wanted to also give a lot of support to community members to take action themselves. So that's why the mybigidea.org.au website is a place where people can come up with ideas that move us towards the sort of community we want to live in. And then the top 10 ideas, as voted by the public, will be brought to life by universities, companies and non-profits around the country.
Please promise me one thing. If you do a survey in the future and Australia comes ahead of England when it comes to whinging, will you please cook the books on that one? I don't think I could handle that.
Before we get into too much of that, though, what's your big idea for Australia or for the region?
Look, I think Australia-wide, I think we need to spend a bit more time looking after our elderly, our retired, and I think we need to start by probably increasing pensions, because I think for too long that has just well and truly been swept under the carpet. That's my personal soapbox thing, Ralph.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what your listeners think. And I think another thing that we always need to keep in mind is often there are trade-offs. And so if we want one thing, then perhaps we can't have all the other things we want. So it is also a matter of prioritising at times.
It's the swings and roundabouts. Ralph, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
2NUR FM 103.7.